Every year, more than 1 million American women have breast biopsies to rule out cancer, and most of them, in fact, don't have cancer. But even those women whose biopsies prove negative are still at an increased risk of developing cancer. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on a new study.
Lynn Hartman is a cancer specialist at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. She's shepherded plenty of worried women through breast cancer testing, where there's one constant.
Everyone is pleased to hear that their biopsy was benign.
Hartman estimates 3 of every 4 biopsies are benign. But a study done 2 decades ago showed that some of these women run a higher risk of cancer over time. Subsequent studies came up with different estimates of the risk, leaving some doctors confused. Now Hartman and her colleagues report in the New England Journal of Medicine that women who have had benign biopsies are at a 56% higher risk of cancer, but some are at a much higher risk and some are at a lower risk. It depends on what kind of cells appear in the biopsy.
There's an entire continuum of those findings, from quite bland, normal-appearing breast tissue.
That's the first, most common type, non-proliferative changes where cells look normal. The average increased risk here is 27%. Then there are what's called proliferative changes, where there are extra cells under the microscope. The risk is 88% higher when these extra cells are present.
That is at a level where we take that seriously, probably not enough to recommend tamoxifen for them or necessarily to recommend any change in their surveillance, but we want to know about this, and she should know about it.
Tamoxifen is often used to prevent breast cancer in women at high risk. The new numbers may help women decide what to do. At the end of the continuum are what's called atypical cells. They look almost cancerous. In women whose biopsies contain these cells, the risk goes up more than 4-fold. That's a point at which more frequent mammograms and tamoxifen are more clearly warranted. Hartman's study of 9,000 women also shows something different from the one done 2 decades ago. Women with a normal biopsy and no family history of breast cancer were at no increased risk. Right now, many doctors are reluctant to specify a risk. David Page of Vanderbilt University was one of the authors of the original study published in 1985. He says the new study ought to give doctors more confidence in the lab analysis, what's called the histopathology, the classification of cells.
I'd like to think that this will let them know that the histopathology is quite precise when it's done carefully, gives more specific information.
The problem with this new study is going to be explaining it, says Joanne Elmore, professor of medicine at the University of Washington. She's found a real tendency to misunderstand numbers among both patients and physicians, and she counts herself among that group.
When I'm with patients, we often, patients will ask us, you know, doctor, what is my risk of getting breast cancer? And many of us will say, well, it's a very small risk. But that's not a very precise way of describing information.
So she offers this example, which covers women who have extra cells crowded into their breast tissue, but the cells themselves are normal. Those are the women who are at an 88% higher risk.
But that might make it sound like, well, 88% of women like me are going to get breast cancer, and that's not what this means. This means that out of 100 women, perhaps 10 women will subsequently be diagnosed with breast cancer, as opposed to 5.
Over about the next 15 years. Put another way, 90 of those 100 women who had biopsies will have no problems with breast cancer at all. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.